toured all over Europe and Japan, a FISM award winner in Yokohama, and considered a master of the art of levitation, direct from Germany, Losander.
Losander, as you've just heard, is the master of levitation. In the most famous part of his act, a table floats impossibly, darting around as if possessed. It's not just his signature illusion, it's his magical legacy. Losander sells his floating tables to magicians around the world, and they can cost thousands of dollars. At least that was until a knockoff started appearing on Chinese websites.
At the beginning, of course, when these copies kind of popped up like mushrooms, I was like very upset. They even sell it cheaper than I can buy the materials, you know? It's like you can buy a floating table for like $30, I think.
Losander says the cheap copies don't work, but the websites would have you believe you're buying the original product. In fact, one of them displays pictures of Losander's own tables. It even embeds Losander's promotional video.
Hi, my name is Losander. My new table, Trinity, was created with two goals in mind.
The website, 52magic.com, isn't put off by the fact that the video has a text disclaimer warning about copies sold by sites like 52magic.com.
And now, enjoy the Trinity table.
It's a sad situation. It's like a cancer in our business.
Kevin James is another magician, world famous for his innovations. He's been nicknamed the inventor. And some of his best inventions are popping up on counterfeit sites. For instance, his snow animator, a device that produces a snowstorm of confetti from the magician's hands. James says the problem is compounded by online retailers outside of China.
What they'll do is this bad dealer in France will take all the photos and text off of the China guy's website, okay, translate it to French. So now if you're a young magician in France, you go to this guy's magic website and you say, oh, it's Kevin James, snow animator, right? And then the text says something very ambiguous like, well, when Kevin performs this, he gets a great reaction.
Big media corporations have staked out some strong protection for intellectual property. But for the individual magician, protecting ideas is tricky. There's a lot of legal ambiguity, according to Sarah Crasson, an intellectual property lawyer and magician herself.
If someone can watch the performance and figure out what the secret is, then that magician would lose trade secret protection. For magicians, trade secrets are a lot tougher to keep because magicians frequently do know how other magicians do their work. It's a much more complicated thing for magicians to do.
Okay, forget about the trick. What about just patenting the device, or gimmick as it's called in the trade?
Magicians rarely actually patent devices that they invent. Horace Golden is a good example of why magicians don't do it.
Horace Golden performed a version of the song A Lady in Half Illusion in the 1920s, before it turned into a cliché. Golden patented the box he used, then was horrified to see the secret revealed in a series of ads for Camel cigarettes, with the slogan, "It's fun to be fooled, it's more fun to know." Golden sued.
The court denied his claim and said that when Golden had patented the illusion, that he had abandoned the information to the public, and so couldn't claim that this was a secret or blame anybody for talking about it.
Then there's the issue of enforcement. Kevin James patented a gimmick that makes it look like the performer is carrying around a squirming, amputated arm. But his patent didn't keep knockoffs from appearing on the market almost immediately.
I went to an attorney, and he said, well, okay, I need $30,000 just to start. And he says, I can't do it on a contingency basis because it's not like a microchip. There's no pot of gold at the end of this rainbow. Hmm.
James finds it so frustrating, he's going to stop selling tricks.
Your patent is only as good as your ability to enforce it. So now it comes down to ethics. So if we can somehow educate the magicians on what is the ethical thing to do, that's probably our best bet.
Sometimes that education has to happen one magician at a time. Jeff McBride is one of the most accomplished magicians in the world. His most famous routine, and you need to check out a video to really appreciate it, involves an intricate series of transformations with a variety of masks. So you can imagine McBride's astonishment when he saw a YouTube clip of a magician in Thailand performing his entire routine, move for move, even including Jeff's original music.
And it is not just a duplication of one of my tricks. It's not just an exact copy of one of my routines. It's my show, my entire show. With the music, the costume, the guy cut and dyed his hair like me, and it was the most carbon copy sort of duplication I had ever seen. And before I had seen Magic Acts copy little bits or be influenced by my style or a trick here or a trick there, but this was the whole enchilada.
His fans were outraged, but McBride, who runs a magic school in Las Vegas, saw a teaching opportunity. With the help of Google Translate, McBride started a dialogue with a magician who goes by the name Pat Bozzo.
It seemed like he was doing a tribute act, like someone would do a Beatles or a Pink Floyd or a Black Sabbath, a tribute act. You know, he wanted to do it exactly like that, you know, and I could obviously see that. So I didn't want to like slam the guy, but what he was doing wasn't right. And, you know, he's on television doing it.
McBride said Bozzo felt terrible when he explained that sort of copying wasn't acceptable in the magic community.
And now he knows that, well, people have issues with that. And it's time to maybe, now that he's had his experience, to move on and come up with some original magic, and I'll even help him. That's fine. That's what my job is, a teacher.
McBride says Bozzo took the video down. Beyond that, he's encouraged by another development from the East. In South Korea, which is experiencing a magic renaissance, professional magicians have started an awareness campaign called Do Not Copy the Magic. For the world, I'm Arun Roth, Las Vegas.